T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey!
Hi! Happy Thursday!
We are we're a little early. Hey, good morning. We're here a little early. We're here early. Good morning. Happy to be early.
I need every minute, guys. I'm gonna just tell you right now. I don't need telling you guys that I'm exhausted. I was on the phone last night for about 4 hours with my parents. My dad got a new iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means, right? Never had an iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
So I was on for 4 hours, basically setting it up, like, remotely.
Why the heck would you not? You were in El Paso for 3 weeks.
I know. Here's the thing. My dad was like, it's easy. Your mom and I will get to it. We'll go to a...
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to it. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, nah. You know what? Probably... I'll set it up probably the next time you come visit. I'm like, are you sure? And guess what? They decided to go, and they spent about 2 hours at the whatever the service
Apple
provider.
Store.
Yeah, no, because I'm pretty sure it would have been a lot easier if they went to the Apple Store.
Right. So what did they do?
Well, they called me from said cell phone for asking me for my dad's iCloud login. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God, this is really happening.
Oh man, parents.
I know. I gave it to them, and this is the thing. Before I left El Paso, where my parents are from, you know, I have an older brother and myself trying to get my parents. Like, my older brother was on my dad saying that, Dad, you know, you can get a QR code for pumping gas now. You don't need to touch anything. And my dad's like, I'm fine the way I've been pumping gas for all these years. Thank you, though. And you know what? My mom finally just told my brother and I, like, you guys need to stop. You guys got to quit acting like, look, there's a bigger and better way. Sure, there is probably, but your father and I are old. We are set in our ways. We're going to do things the way we're going to do them.
Yeah,
and it takes longer for us to get used to new things. And if we like the way we're doing it, we're going to do it. And I was like, good for you guys. You know what I mean?
See, I don't know. I don't like that philosophy because why not? I mean, I don't know.
I don't like it for my parents.
No. I'm saying for me, I just overall, I don't like it in general. I'm not talking about your parents.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to force it because if my parents have been doing it a certain way and they're fine with it, they don't need to be paying a gas pump with a QR code.
Let me tell you, I don't even pay gas with a QR code.
Neither do
code.
I.
Come
so
on.
It's like I don't expect my parents to deal with it. I mean, it's like
so I deal with that with my mom too. It's just the older generation. They're just like that. They're like, hey, you know, I'm fine doing it my way. They're just scared of change and resistant to change. But
or they're just comfortable.
No, they're comfortable because that's what they know. Anything new scares them, right? They're like, I don't want to have to learn all that. They feel like they can't do it. It's just going to be too much. So they're comfortable in their little bubble of not knowing. But let me tell you what happens inevitably, almost every time. If they take the time to learn it, they realize that makes their life easier. Oh, I'm so much, you know, happier now that I know how to do it. It's just that getting over the hump that's scary. They just feel like, oh, okay, I'm fine just doing my own thing right now the way I've always done it. But once you actually take the time to learn, and once you're retired like your parents and my parents, you got nothing but time.
Yeah, but the QR code is where I draw the line. I'm like,
yeah,
you're all
fine,
right.
Fine, sure.
I'm okay. Like, you're good.
Use your card, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the QR code. I think I don't use it, but I like the concept of a touchless experience anywhere I go.
Yeah, I mean, of course, but it's just like I'm going to pick and choose my battles. And it's like set up the iPhone thing last night. It just took forever to do. But it's all good now, though.
Would you do the QR code at the grocery at the gas station?
No, and I know how to do it. No, I don't know. No, little dumb things like that. I mean, sure, it's easier to do, but it's like this goes back to like a conversation we all had like years ago of how Booker orders toothpaste from Amazon and Sarah likes going into Target. I still like to do the little things like. I enjoy putting a credit card into a slot.
You're turning into your parents.
And putting my zip code in and pushing enter and touching where everyone's touched. Nah, I mean, I don't care. The little thing. Look, I love technology, it's great, but it's just some little things. I'm like, it's cool. I'll do it later.
Okay. Good. National Dress Up Your Pet Day today, by the
Ooh,
way.
So yes. Sarah, heck yes.
Get going on Jet.
Jet loves to get dressed up.
No, he
dog.
No, no dog.
Loves
no,
it.
No dog.
Oh,
I hate to break
it.
The news
no.
to you.
Nope.
No dog
loves
it. You love it. You love it, and it makes you happy. But there's not a dog alive that loves to get dressed
talk about
up.
Taking them, talk about taking people out of their elements and making them uncomfortable. They're animals. They don't want to be wearing clothing.
You know what? He loves it.
You know what? Jet loves to get dressed up as much as Alex's parents like the QR code at the gas station. Hey, but there is something that Sarah loves now. She learned, this is mind-blowing to me. Growing up as a poor kid, we had groceries. We had garage sales all the time. Just found out that Sarah had her very first ever garage sale.
Dude.
True, true.
And it was an experience to talk about that coming up next on Mix.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
According to a new report, The Office was the most streamed show of 2020, but mostly because we wanted to remember what one looked like.
May or may not know this, but Sarah grew up in Dallas, Texas, and she was fortunate enough to be raised in a household that was financially stable. Let's just say that. Like, she grew up in a really nice part of Dallas.
Yeah.
And her dad has been very successful in life. So, you know, I mean, she never hurt for money, but Sarah certainly is not one to throw that in your face. Matter of fact, she's very, very frugal. However, there are little things that pop up that make us go, oh boy, it must be nice to have a rich childhood. and recently I found out another one of those things. Now, when you're poor like me, you grow up constantly. Every Saturday is another garage sale. I can't even begin to tell you how many garage sales that I have been a part of.
Was that your mom's jam, like growing up? Like
well, yeah,
stuff?
When you're poor, you're always doing garage sales to make money, to get stuff. You know, my mom will haggle over 25 cents, you know. But that was the thing. It's like if we made 50 bucks in a garage sale, then okay, that was, you know, that's good money.
Yeah, there you go.
Heck yeah.
But Sarah, growing up in a privileged childhood, has never, ever experienced a garage sale before. And that blew my mind. She just had her very first ever garage sale.
Sarah, that's crazy.
I know. I just had my very first garage sale, and I didn't want to do it because it makes me so uncomfortable. And it was over the weekend, and it was very socially distanced. Like, times were scheduled out. Masks had to be worn. And it was a very niche garage sale.
Oh, good.
It was basically crafts. It wasn't just like, we cleaned our house out. Here's all the stuff we have. Like, it was very specific to the crafting world.
Okay.
And so I was so anxious, like, all week. Like, I had to, like, every time somebody came, I would have to, like, run to the bathroom and poop right before they came because I was
Sarah.
So nervous. I'm not kidding. I'm just telling you the truth. I was so nervous.
Tell me why you were nervous.
Yeah.
Just about potentially having to negotiate or...
Because I don't like talking about money.
Ah,
I didn't want to price things. I honestly just wanted to, like, give things to people and then have them leave a suggested donation.
That's smart because, you know, anyone and everyone that goes to a garage sale is always going to negotiate what you're selling.
Like, that was my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
That if it was normal world and I had just, you know, put up signs everywhere that there was going to be a line of people like haggling about prices, about everything. And Booker, try to haggle with me. Let's pretend like you see what a photo album that I'm trying to sell that's brand new.
Hey, I think my mom would really like this photo album. How much you have it for?
You can have it.
That is awesome.
Not going to make a whole lot
That's
of money.
Funny.
I know.
Oh, perfect. I love it.
So anyway, I just want to say I actually did make some money.
You did.
Good.
Towards the end, it made me greedy and wanted to make more money because then it became a game.
Oh,
but
right.
Not a single person haggled with me.
Because you had
not
it so cheap?
One, because my prices were so cheap.
Oh, that's a good
strategy. I don't
strategy.
Think they wanted to answer, like, open their mouth in case I figured out they were basically getting it for a steal.
Now, let me ask you psychologically, I want to, because I always think about, like, why people do things. Why do you think that you have such an issue with that topic?
I don't know. It's just so uncomfortable to talk about money to me.
Why?
That's a great question.
You've never had to worry about money before, you know, when you were growing up. But as an adult, it feels to me that you tend to be very frugal.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious as to why money plays such an important role in your life.
Like, I felt like I was ripping them off or something. Like,
oh, okay.
I felt like, hey, I want this, you know, like I'm pricing this at $20. And if they were like, ooh, that sounds like a lot, then that means I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
I was trying to get more from them.
I get that. Because it used to be just given and free before. And now you feel bad. Because like you would just give that away back in the day, like your family. Like you
no, were, I don't think that's what she's
no,
saying.
I just, no, I just, I don't want anybody to think I'm cheating them out
right,
of something.
Right. Like like you're overpricing things.
Yeah,
like
or taking
it's
advantage
got a
of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure,
I'd rather you be like this, though, than like snobby like rich, you know?
I just don't understand how anybody comes up with prices for things, because if you go to an antique store, I'm blown away by the incredibly high price. Now, granted, I know that they will make the price high so they can negotiate lower, but it's amazing what a price people will put on some things, what they perceive to be valuable that other people will look at as trash.
Do you know what the best part about antique malls are, or just antique stores, is that they'll always have a basket of old photographs, just random old photographs of random people that they try to sell for a dollar. And I always think, do you think one day, way in the future, there's going to be somebody walking through and they're going to be like, who's this girl? I'll take her for 40 cents.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Well, here's some good news this year. The Girl Scouts are teaming up with Grubhub for contactless cookie delivery. And in a related story, 8-year-old Anna Watkins just passed Elon Musk to become the richest person in the world.
I am so offended right now.
Why?
I don't think I've ever been so mad at Brad Booker in my entire life.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you're shaking right now. Why are you upset?
I mean, she didn't say Booker. She said your first name like a mother would when their son's in trouble.
Oh, she said Brad Booker?
I said Brad Booker.
Now I'm in trouble.
I am mad at Bradley Booker.
Oh, Bradley.
Right, go ahead. Go ahead. Why are you upset?
Because, mister, I don't do potlucks. I don't eat food that other people cook because I don't know what your kitchen looks like. Allegedly accepted cookies in the midst of COVID from his next door neighbor.
Accepting and eating is a whole different thing.
Oh, no,
though.
I ate them.
Oh, my God, you did?
I understand your frustration.
Do you know how many
understand.
Times I've gotten down on my knees and begged you to try stuff that I have made?
Bro.
And you act like it is the greatest act of service in your entire life to take a tiny little crumb off a cookie I baked. And now you're accepting cookies from your neighbor who you haven't even known that long because you just moved into this house.
Seriously, it's a new community, dude.
Allow me to explain.
Oh, my God.
All right,
good.
So. Over the weekend, our sweet neighbor Lucy came over and dropped off some cookies. She told us when we ran into, ironically, we ran into her at a dinner down at South Congress. We just so happened we both of us were eating there at the same time.
Random.
She said, I have some cookies for you guys that I made. I'm like, oh, great. So she brought them by this weekend in a beautiful tin, and these cookies were so immaculate, you would swear that they were store-bought because they were so perfect and so beautiful. We were looking, under normal circumstances, I'd be like, there's no way that these are homemade. But then I realized that she is an incredibly gifted artist, so it makes perfect sense why the cookies are so beautiful.
You're so bougie. The same cookies could have come in a hefty Tupperware, like, looking thing that...
Well, probably wouldn't have eaten them.
They were
in a beautiful tin. A beautiful tin, and they were just masterfully done. It would have been an insult to not eat these cookies.
Alex, cookies taste different in a Ziploc bag.
They do, definitely. So all that being said, if I didn't know where they were coming from, I probably still would be reluctant to eat them as beautiful as they are. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
Two things that come to mind. Okay. Even if I didn't know anything about her home, and I'll get to that in a second. I'll just say it right now. I've been to her home. Uh-huh. Her home is immaculate. Her kitchen is immaculate.
Doesn't mean she doesn't spit in things.
Doesn't mean that. You're right.
That's
but
true.
I doubt she does. So when you receive a gift of cookies in a beautiful tin that are as incredibly designed as they are.
I'm taking notes.
Mentally, this tells me that she puts a lot of effort and energy into making it look good. This is a woman that is very detail-oriented, which also tells me she's much more likely to be clean.
Yeah.
And she is. So I had no problem eating them.
I see where you're going.
So what you're really saying is you don't eat anything at work because you think we're all dirty.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. What's South by Southwest going to look like this year? Well, we'll tell you coming up in What's Trending Next on Mix.
Here's What's Trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Surely all of us are hopeful that we'll be able to get to do some cool stuff this year, like concerts and theater and events. Oh, man.
Don't tease
me. Wow, wouldn't that be amazing?
Amazing.
But South by Southwest, at least in the beginning, will be virtual. However, there's some pretty cool speakers. Willie Nelson will be the keynote. They announced yesterday the online event is scheduled to take place March 16th through the 20th. South by said no individual has had the cultural impact on or been more synonymous with the creative vibrancy of Austin than Willie Nelson. And we are incredibly honored to have him as a South by Southwest Online 2021 keynote. So who else is going to be a part of South by this year? In addition to Willie, they made the announcement that Samantha Bee will be joining.
Okay.
Sir Richard Branson.
Nice.
Okay.
The Chainsmokers.
Nice.
Taraji P. Henson.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew McConaughey.
Of course.
Queen Latifah.
Uh-huh.
LL Cool J.
Okay.
And a bunch of names of some probably very cool and very powerful people that I've never heard of. South by says it is continuing to work with the city of Austin and public health authorities on the possibility of a physical event sometime this year. Although South by officials say their focus right now is on the online portion, given the area's recent surge in COVID cases.
Do we have any idea how much this is going to cost to watch everybody online?
An online pass right now, if you go to the South by website, is $249.
Okay. Okay.
And that covers the entire event.
Everyone, raise your hand if you have a pair of Post Malone Crocs, at least the first series.
Stop it.
No?
You know how I feel about Crocs.
I know. Sarah, I don't know if you have Crocs or your stepdaughters do. I know they're very popular. They have like several of them, huh?
No, they just have the one pair with all the little things on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Well, this is kind of cool. This is where Crocs are cool. Post Malone's Max Clog 2 are out. They actually were released last month, and you still can't buy them anywhere. If you really want a pair, you can get them on eBay for about $200. But Post Malone's got a hookup, y'all. He's giving 10,000 away to caregivers, housekeeping staff, and healthcare workers for busting their butts during the pandemic and on their feet all day long. Now, I've never worn Crocs, but they don't look very comfortable. And they don't look like a pair of shoes that I'm going to be on my feet for 10 hours plus.
Oh, wow. See?
Really?
Well, I don't know. I've never worn a pair, but they just look like hard plastic.
Very comfortable.
Let me tell you that everything I've heard is how incredibly comfortable they are.
100%.
And that is exactly why so many people in the healthcare profession wear them, because they're on their feet all day long, and Crocs help them keep them comfortable.
Booker, have you worn a pair, though? I mean, you said
no, I refuse
to. Me too.
And I judge everyone except for like nurses and doctors that wear them because they say that they're so comfortable.
Definitely. It's pretty cool what he's doing. I mean, again, 10,000 healthcare workers are going to be getting these. What's unfortunate is that, you know, there'll be some that are like you and I that don't like them and think they're hideous and know that they're sold out everywhere. And I'm sure some will get resold on eBay, right?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, then they just get to make some money.
There you go.
Demi Lovato is going to open up about the details of her overdose a couple years ago for the very first time in a new docuseries for YouTube Originals. It's going to debut for free starting March 23rd. She said yesterday, "There has been so much I've wanted to say, but knew I had to say it right. Thank you to my family, friends, and fans for staying by my side over the years as I learn and grow. I'm so excited to finally share the story with you that I've held on to for the last 2 years. It's called Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil. And y'all, I'm in. Like, I love that girl. I am in.
So what is this again? I'm very confused.
Okay, so it's a documentary, but like a series. So it's like a TV show, but it's on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
But it's free, so you just stream it. She's talking about all the different struggles that she has gone through.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's coming clean about a lot of stuff.
100%.
Just being vulnerable about all of the demons that she's had to struggle with over the years.
Which is a lot.
Very good. For all of these stories and more, just text TRENDING to 51993. We'll send it to you. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Mix 94.7. You can also hear us on your phone or through any smart speaker. Just download the radio.com app. Sometimes when you're going out with somebody, they can send a glaring red flag that makes you go, is that weird or is that super cute? Is that person a keeper or a creeper?
Are they a keeper or a creeper? Na, 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 na.
Hey, Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Erica.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Erica. So tell us about your guy. We're going to help you decide whether or not he is a keeper or a creeper.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, it is a little personal, but the guy that I'm dating actually, on the regular, shaves his whole body from head to toe.
Yeah. Right?
So I just, like, I could tell, but I just started seeing, like, more and more evidence of that because recently I went to go use his bathroom, and I feel like the best way I can probably put it is it just looked like the floor of a barber shop or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Just picture, like, someone just emptied the lint trap in their dryer for the first time in several months.
Oh, this is really funny, actually, because Alex just shaved his legs, and you see this post with a razor and shaving cream, and I'm like, oh, well, that's just so Alex. I didn't even think twice about it. And then my mom sends me a text message. Why is Alex shaving his legs? She was so concerned about why you were shaving your legs.
I shave my full body also. I just don't like hair. That's the thing.
Which is weird because you have so much from the neck up.
Right. That's the thing. I just don't like body hair. I just feel better without it. Look, my chest is like a number one guard. I trim it. It's not bare, but my underarms are bare and my leg, everything like waist down is gone. That picture, by the way, you saw on my Instagram page, I was shaving my legs and I was doing it while watching the Longhorn Bowl game in my bedroom and I don't have a sink there. So you saw a red Solo cup. That was a cup of water where I was shaking my razor and getting the old body hair off of.
Hey,
disgusting,
Alex,
right?
Alex, your father worked for the FBI. Does he ever question?
I did it when they were asleep, dude.
Does he ever question his son?
Like, he's also retired military. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's hardcore, bro. But no, and if anyone asks, and people did ask on my post, I jokingly said it makes me walk faster because you know how athletes do it. And I swim faster. Or I run faster. I walk faster.
To keep himself out of hairy situations.
No, honestly,
Sarah, I think it honestly looks sexy.
Got it.
Okay, so let's help out Erica here. Sarah, we'll start off with you, and then we'll get to Michael Phelps. Go ahead.
Okay. So I don't think it's creepy, but I really probably couldn't date a guy that just shaved everything.
Are you serious?
It'd be real weird for me because I'm like, I really like the hair on the arms and the legs. No. Like, it's a man. So especially because both of y'all shave your arms. Like,
duh.
I think it's real weird.
That's how I feel. I mean, that's why I was calling because I feel like he's just, you know, to me, a normal everyday dude. So my question has been, like, why does he feel the need to shave everything? He's not a cyclist. You know, he's not a swimmer. None of that.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I wouldn't question it. I don't think he's creepy, but like, I could never make out with Alex's beard. I couldn't do it. Couldn't be married to a guy with that beard.
But that's the flip of him shaving.
Yeah. I want all the hair neck down, not the hair neck up.
Oh, gotcha.
If you're okay with it.
Here we go. Watch this. Alex Franco.
Dude, I'm telling you. And by the way, going back to our arms, you already know my answer, but back to our Booker and I, we shave our arms. Look under the light next time, Sarah, when they're under the light. Look at the definition on that. You don't see that with body hair. So if you want to look at awesomeness, look at us under the light.
So my husband has real muscles that even go through his hair.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. The fact that he shaves is fine with me because I'm all about keeping it clean. So I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm not cool with, though, is you can see all the hair because that's just disgusting. You know what I mean?
I know.
If you're going to shave, then clean up after yourself.
That's true. Yes.
Give him a little once over, but he's a good guy, right?
Yeah.
The keeper.
Yeah. It would be totally out of line if I asked him not to do it anymore because, it disgusts me. It's so gross to walk into the bathroom and see it.
That's like him asking you to change your hairstyle. It's messed up. That's his body style, bro.
Hey, let him have it. Oh. Just tell him to clean up after himself.
Exactly.
Are they a keeper or a creeper? Na, 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 na.
His current record is 1,553 wins with 126 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Jonathan. Jonathan lives and works in Killeen, where he is a nurse. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Jonathan!
Hey, what up, what up, what up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, man. Well, let's do this. I'm going to leave the room, and Sarah is going to ask you five pop culture trivia questions. And whenever you're finished, I'll be right back to answer the same five. Whoever gets more right wins, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Good luck.
All right, Jonathan, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Thank you.
Question number one. Dave Grohl is celebrating a birthday today. He played what instrument for Nirvana?
Oh, wow. Guitar.
Okay. Jason Bateman is also celebrating a birthday today. He switched places with what actor in the movie called The Changeup? It's a Ryan. I'll give you a hint.
I'll go Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. According to Variety, the most streamed shows in 2020 included The Office, Grey's Anatomy, and what show on Netflix with characters like Jess, Schmidt, Nick, Winston, and CeCe? Okay. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers will be one of the Jeopardy guest hosts. He's a quarterback for what team?
Green Bay Packers. Go Pack, go.
And finally, Nielsen also released a list of the 10 most streamed movies in 2020. Number one was Frozen 2, but number two was an animated movie with the voice of The Rock. What is that called?
Moana.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hi there.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi.
Hi. How'd he do?
Well, I'm going to give it to him because it's not really the answer I was looking for, but I can't deny that he didn't play it at times, even though he was not prominently this. So I'm going to give him 5 out of 5.
Wow.
Will you tell me what it is that was in minor dispute at the
Correct.
End?
Okay. Yes.
All right, very good. All right, I'm ready. Let's go.
It's this question right here. Dave Grohl
yes.
played what instrument for Nirvana?
Drums.
Yes, he said guitar.
He also did play guitar.
And he did sometimes play, so I can't.
He was the drummer. He was the drummer in Nirvana.
He was the drummer in Nirvana.
Yes,
so
I was that's not say, in dispute.
Okay, okay, then he got 4 out of 5.
I don't want to be a jerk, but he's the drummer in Nirvana.
My gut was that he is the drummer in Nirvana.
Yes.
And then he plays guitar for Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Thought, he's a lead singer and guitarist for Foo Fighters.
But I thought
Fighters.
Maybe you were going to play devil's advocate and be like, well, can you confirm he never, ever, ever picked up a guitar in Nirvana? So,
you said what instrument did he
play? Correct.
There could be some concert that someone digs up from YouTube and sends us that he's with Kurt Cobain, like that just threw on a guitar, you know?
I get it.
Well, let's see how else she do.
All right.
Jason Bateman switched places with what actor in the movie called The Changeup? It was Ryan.
Yes. Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, it's a really good movie if you haven't seen it, by the way. It's just like one of those random ones that didn't get a lot of, I don't know, but it's funny. Okay, a list of the most streamed shows in 2020 include The Office, Grey's Anatomy, and what show with Jess, Schmidt, Nick, Winston, and CeCe?
Jess, Schmidt, Winston, and CeCe. I've never heard any of those names. Not a clue. I have no idea.
New Girl.
Never watched it.
Mm-hmm. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers will be one of the Jeopardy guest hosts. He's a quarterback for what team?
Green Bay Packers.
Yes. And finally, Nielsen released a list of the 10 most streamed movies of 2020. Number one is Frozen 2. Number two is an animated movie with the voice of The Rock. What's that?
That would be Moana.
All right, here we go. You for sure got 4 out of 5 right. He kind of got a soft four. He got a soft 5, strong 4.
Now, look, I don't want to come off as a crybaby, but I just got this. David Eric Grohl is an American musician, singer, and songwriter. He was the drummer for rock band Nirvana and founded the band Foo Fighters, for whom he is the singer, guitarist, and primary
songwriter.
That
is the same information I was going off of, so I will go with my gut and say y'all tied.
There you go.
All right.
That was the information I was going off of, but then Brad Booker got in my head.
Is he a guitarist? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But he was famous as the drummer for Nirvana.
All right.
That was his job.
That was his job. Okay, great. Good. 4 out of 5. Y'all tied.
Nice.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Kind of a win, Jonathan.
Jonathan, it's a win, right? Yeah. I mean, tie. I mean,
and you know what? You win because you knew New Girl and you knew Ryan Reynolds.
Hey, look. good for you. Clearly, you're either in a relationship or are you married?
Yes.
Yeah, that explains it right there.
That's
well,
awesome.
Booker, you're married.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, this is Jonathan from Clinton. I can't beat Booker.
Oh, good try.
Thanks. All right, coming out next, it's Waiting by the Phone. This one is a really good one because it's not like anything bad happened on their date. And matter of fact, they might even still be together today had Emily not found this one thing out.
Oh, boy.
What is it? What happened? Emily and Aaron, Waiting by the Phone, coming up in just minutes on Mix 94.7 and streaming on your mobile phone or in your smart speakers through the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
I read that Speaker Pelosi wore the same outfit today as she did for Trump's other impeachment vote. That's how nuts this presidency has been. The House Speaker has an impeachment outfit.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Here we are, never ending segment. Because people are always getting ghosted. Like Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
What up, Aaron?
Hi, guys.
Happy to be talking to you. Unfortunately, not so good circumstances. Right. So tell us about Emily. What happened here?
We met online. We actually had like a few mutual friends, but we met. It doesn't matter. We met online. We went on a few dates. She's awesome. We got along. I thought we got along really well. We're both like, really, we both have dogs, so we, like, bonded over that. We're both, like, really athletic, and we both like cycling and, like, a bunch of other stuff. And then just, like, all of a sudden, just, like, I texted her one day, and she was like, I can't do this. And I was like, can't do what? And then she will not respond to me. I have zero clue what happened.
Hmm.
I was watching Sex and the City, the movie, prepping for the new series coming out. And Big's
Sarah,
like,
they haven't even begun production.
I know, but Big's like... I can't do this. The marriage.
Okay. Well, let's just cut straight to it. He has given us Emily's number, so we're going to call her and see if we can't mediate a conversation here. Hang on.
Hello?
Hi, Emily.
This is her.
Good morning, Emily. This is Brad Booker, and I've got Alex Franco and Sarah Osbourne on the phone. We're with Mix 94.7's Booker, Alex, and Sarah in the morning, and we're right in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone. First of all, you're on the radio. Second of all, Aaron is also on with us, and the reason we're calling you is because he contacted us and said that he had such an amazing time with you and really enjoyed hanging out with you and felt a connection. And all of a sudden you just said, I don't want to do this anymore. So he wants to know why. And we thought that maybe we can be here to kind of help with a conversation.
Right. Oh, man. Well, I mean, it's really awkward, but okay, I guess. So basically, long story short, I'm really close to my parents and like, especially my dad. He's actually a cop. He's been a cop for over 30 years and, you know, I used to hate it, but these days it's actually really helpful. And when I start dating a guy, if it's like starting to get serious, I asked my dad to do a little digging.
Nice.
And, yeah, it's helpful and it works.
I feel like he dug a little too deep on Aaron and that touched a nerve.
Yeah.
Do you mind pausing here real quick? Aaron, do you have any idea what Dad dug up? And are you okay to continue this call? Because I hate to put your business out there if you're not okay with it.
Yeah, no, I have a pretty strong idea of what he found, although I'm really... This makes me feel really uncomfortable to find out that she's using her dad to dig up information about me. That kind of seems, I don't know, a little unethical, right?
Well, we're not here to judge that. Right. When it comes to relationships, I feel like women use all the tools in their toolbox.
I mean, seriously. And good for them.
She just reached out to one tool, just so happened to be daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is it okay if she says it?
Yeah.
Okay, so he found two DUIs.
Uh-huh.
Not one, but two. And that's just not, like, I have a pretty strong stance against drinking and driving, and it's not really my thing. So
I'm with you.
I figured it's better to just kind of cut it off now than before, like, feelings kind of grow. And now, like, if I did continue to date you, my dad would absolutely kill me. So
let me just make sure that I'm clear here. You're saying that there's no room here for working things out.
Like, even if there's a good explanation for both of them.
It's a hard pass,
no,
whether
I
you
mean,
like it or not.
One maybe, but two? Like, I
yeah.
I think I'm good.
If he had explained himself, like, very early on, you know, and said, like, oh, I was 16 when this happened and I was stupid. And,
well, 16, it's even worse.
Yeah, well, I was 21. DUIs are terrible. But if he had explained and came forward with the information and said, like, hey, when I was 21, I was really stupid. I've worked really hard since then. And I've, you know, cleaned up my life.
I mean, maybe,
different?
But
maybe.
It just kind of feels like it's not worth it.
It actually kind of feels like to me that you went behind my back and used your dad, who's a cop, to, like, suss out information about me. Like, yeah. You could have asked me. We could have had a conversation. I would have told you. Mm-hmm. This feels, like, really gross, honestly.
And yeah,
like,
well, good thing y'all aren't going to see each other anymore.
Well, then I guess we agree. We won't
go
out.
There you go. Yeah, now, in fairness, I'm not sure that that's something I would divulge. You know what I mean?
Right away.
Yeah, right away.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's usually something that I tell someone down the line that, like, I was, you know, I had some issues when I was younger and I've gotten them cleared up and I don't do that anymore. But she clearly wasn't interested in that and she's just afraid of her cop dad and, you know, wants to just do everything that he wants. So that's fine.
All right. Well, we certainly have our answer and I appreciate you coming on, Emily and Aaron. I'm sorry we had to unload your dirty business on the radio.
Seriously.
I'm very open about it if someone just asks me about it directly.
Sure.
Other than, you know, going behind my back. But good luck, Emily. I hope Daddy likes all of her boyfriends.
Hey, he has your info. You don't want to call him Daddy.
Don't go pissing off the police officer, brother.